If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is the Mischief Makers podcast, and I'm Charlie Russell, hosting brand new episodes chatting all things Peter Pan Goes Wrong, recorded on Broadway in New York City.
Hello and welcome back to Mischief Makers podcast, and today we're chatting to my friends and colleagues on Peter Pan Goes Wrong Broadway. For the listeners, guys, would you introduce yourself and tell us who you play in the show? Let's go.
Hello, I am Ellie Morris and I play Lucy Grove, aka Tootles, aka one of the Lost Boys.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm Harry Kershaw, and I play Francis, the narrator, and Checo, the pirate.
Very good.
I'm Matt Cavendish, and I play Max Bennett, who plays the four-year-old Michael Darling and the crocodile. Yeah. And potentially one other, but I don't want to release a spoiler.
What? Okay, I don't even think what that might be.
You like to keep it fresh. Exciting for all those people who are going to see our show after it's finished.
If there's another life for it.
Indeed. Well, that's the thing. So we are actually coming to the end of our Broadway run. We are at the beginning of our final week in New York. We've been here since what? End of Feb?
Yeah. How 27th of Feb.
Feels a bit like having gone through a wormhole from like the rehearsal week in London and now we're finishing. And I don't know what happened to the middle.
Yeah, exactly. You remember the beginning, you remember the end, and then it kind of just the blur happened. And months passed, really. But it's all been wonderful.
Like a good show, the beginning strong, end strong, middle
forgettable.
Can't remember.
No much idea what happened.
Much like Peter Pan in any way. I mean, I do remember going back in London. Like it felt like this point was so far away. I couldn't really imagine it. But what was it like for you guys getting back to the show, having not done it for what, 7 years?
Yeah,
I did it briefly.
Oh yeah.
On New Year's Day in 20. when was it? 2018? New Year's Day 2019?
It was 2020.
Yes.
2019 to 2020.
Yes, you're right. New Year's Day 2020. Did two,
tell us about
two
that
random
day,
days. That was New Year's Day. I was doing a different Christmas show at the Park Theatre in North London, and there'd been a number of Maxes used on the tour. There was injuries and illness. And so I did my matinee at the Park and then got a phone call to say, could I come and do Max at Alexandra Palace, which was a 20-minute taxi ride away. And so I had already the script in the taxi and off I went. And
how are you feeling that day?
I was a little hungover. because it was New Year's Day and I'd been at your house, Charlie, and you'd made some quite strong margaritas. I only had a few of those, but it was plenty enough.
Have margaritas plagued you in your...
They have, yep. That's my kryptonite.
Yeah, that sounds familiar, actually, Matt. Yes, I'm not going to lie.
Immediate reputation 5 minutes into the podcast.
That sounds like one of the outer levels of hell is just the, bit hungover.
Yeah.
Can you do a show you haven't done in years? Thank you.
6 years, yeah. Oh, God. It was madness, but it was actually good fun. And I think being slightly hungover helped because...
Oh, yeah, no inhibitions.
I was just like, well, he'll give it a bash. and luckily I knew a few of the tour cast, so they were able to push me around.
I thought you were going
to
say lines.
The lines actually did come back after 20 minutes of going over them. And thankfully that part doesn't have tons. So it was all right in the end. But it had been years since we'd been in the West End before that, and then like 6 years or something.
Yeah. Mm. A really, really long time. Has it felt nice coming back to the to the job, guys?
Oh yeah, I think so. I've loved it. It's been there's been some kind of small changes and mm-hmm. alterations. I feel like Lucy's changed a little bit, which I'm kind of enjoying. She is still 12. I know what you're going to say. Yes, we can
is
confirm.
She
no.
Like, don't this is you just constantly to... change her age every day?
Maybe that is to be confirmed.
Like if Chris basically,
yeah,
depending on whatever Chris Lee says to you, you then change it.
Yeah,
to the opposite.
Depending on who's talking to me, my age randomly fluctuates. Lucy's anything you want her to be. She is 12, or she might be 30. She's probably somewhere in between.
Yeah. It has always been, I think, like, this has been the fondest show for me because it was the first one. Well, actually, when Ellie and I... Did we join at the same time? Or were you before me, the company? We definitely did the first Edinburgh.
No, I think we did. Yeah, I think we did.
What was that, 2014? And then that September, Harry and I and Chris and a few others went out on tour with this. And that was the first... scripted mischief show.
It's
always
been that's cool.
And that tour was great in many ways, but Swindon, which is my local,
Swindon, lovely, circa 2015.
It's a lovely theatre, and everyone associated with it in any way is wonderful. But not many people from the surrounding area turned up to watch the show, so it was just some of my available friends and family from the nearby area. I think probably numbering about 7 people.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Which was, it was obviously a very supportive crowd. But there's only so much support 7 people can give in a massive theatre.
Mm.
And I remember, you know, I think opening the first preview here, the difference between those 7 people maybe an even more upbeat Broadway audience was startling.
I bet. Well, that's what I was going to ask, actually, because lots of people ask me this all the time, and people ask us at Stage Door and stuff, like, what is the major difference between performing to American audience and to a British audience? And I personally do think it is sometimes just the mega response.
Wooing and clapping.
Yeah, the enthusiasm.
We in the UK, I feel like we would, given the choice, I certainly would go for a wry smile over something more
audible.
Obvious. Just in case I got it wrong as an audience member. Whereas they, on Broadway, they love a woo.
Love a woo.
And they love a, they love, for example, if someone says, "Welcome to Peter Pan," that'll get a round of applause.
Actually, some people for you, Harry, love an ow.
A lot of people
that's
like
been,
an ow.
I've been getting that a lot.
It's because they get mocked.
No, it's
more
not.
They're unafraid to mock you.
Standing ovations are like just a requirement out here.
Yeah.
So it's lovely, but it's a thing that just after every Broadway show, people stand and clap. So that will be missed, actually, in my daily standing ovation.
Yeah, I don't... I have to say, I would prefer...
A more genuine.
I do sometimes look out.
Know,
people
yeah.
are obviously enjoying yeah, yeah. it, but you're just like, well, not every show.
I disagree. How? I massively disagree. I just want everyone to stand up and
I know.
And then I believe
yeah.
that it's just because every single show was that good.
Yeah.
I like that.
But what about the show on Broadway that doesn't get a standing ovation?
Well, I don't think there is one.
But if there were,
oh wow, yeah.
How
bad would it have to be? Yeah,
would the show have to be in its aim in order for people to be like, no one is?
That
standing
should be.
Up.
Yeah, we should try and put on a show which doesn't make a standing ovation happen at the end.
Yeah,
well, I watched a show which, you know, should remain nameless, which I probably didn't feel that I would normally stand up at the end of it. Right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily the best thing I'd ever seen. And if I was in the UK, I wouldn't have stood up. But because it was a musical, like if something away, there's a moment where they play the music and then they literally say, get up and start dancing. So you are just doing it. And we kind of do that as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're sort of inviting it. So even the other day we had quite a quiet show and the first few rows did not stand up.
Yeah,
and then they sort of felt like they had to.
Stuck to their
principles. Yeah, that's what I don't. Just sit, guys. If you're, if you need to just sit, do it. But no, it is obviously nice.
The most English thing is sort of asking people not to stand up and give a standing ovation, isn't it? Just sit down, guys.
But I must say, the audiences here have been amazing. They've been wonderful, and
very really lovely. Involved.
Yeah, really. People have dressed up. That's something I don't remember about the UK. People like dressing up as the characters. We've had a couple of Peter Pans, some crocodiles, some pirates.
The other day we had a group of people who I would call, they were like in gentle cosplay.
Lovely.
So it wasn't a full cosplay, do you know? They weren't entirely committed. It was just that their outfits were a sort of nod to the character.
Oh, very classy.
It was very classy. Yeah. So there was sort of someone was wearing green. Harry, you're laughing. They were wearing green, and they had like on their bag, they just written snap, snap.
Oh.
And then there was a woman who was wearing blue with a ribbon in her hair.
Yep.
And they'd all come together.
Just
and
the tip of the hat.
Just, yeah, exactly. Yeah. A little nod to cosplay, which I quite enjoyed. But sometimes it's quite full on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, it's a level of enthusiasm that you don't tend to get in English culture.
Yeah. Yeah. And for this show, it's so great because obviously we are constantly looking for people to interact and call out and shout out and woo and be invested. And they really are.
That's a big difference, like, that's specific to this show, is that in the UK there's lots of pantomime references and back and forth, and over here pantomime is not a thing, so the show's had to be adapted slightly, but the enthusiasm and keenness with which American audiences throw themselves into a genre of theatre they don't really understand.
Oh, I know.
So part of their culture is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get so involved.
Yeah, it's great.
But then they're so upset when Henry Shields shouts back at them.
Yeah. I mean, the kids, the children who watch the show, generally, I mean, I can't speak for every single child, but I'd say generally more confident.
Mm-hmm.
The
most
confident children I've ever seen in the children watching Peter Pan Goes Wrong on Broadway. Yeah. Very confident. Yeah.
Henry sort of makes that comment in the show often, doesn't he? He's like, why are your children all so confident? And someone said, is that really true? Is it really different? But it totally is, isn't it? There's so much more like, do you need a hand? And then they'll be like, you can do it.
Oh, yeah, we've had some really fun interactions. That little boy that when Neil was doing his bit and he got asked, like, where he was from, and then he just started listing his entire address and like his life. So it was sweet. Just the sweetest thing.
He's like, well, firstly I was born in Lanzo, but actually I'm not really from there.
It's just very sweet.
That was super cute. But you get all of that, don't you, Harry? You're constantly interacting with people with the animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a balloon section, which I think is probably why we get the standing ovation.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if in doubt, add a balloon section. I've always said that.
Yeah.
To any show, Harry.
Yeah, to any show. You know,
all
the
shows.
Crucible. The Crucible.
Yeah.
It's a great show. What's it missing? A balloon section.
Right.
I think we can all agree. Balloon. There's
Jesus
the
Christ biggest, superstar.
Balloon. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that if you would
cat
put on
a hot tin roof.
Balloon and the balloon section.
And, oh, so you add it to the title.
There's a rat claws into the balloon. Yeah. There's no cat in it.
Yeah, there's no cat. It's just a balloon version, not a cat.
There is now.
There's a balloon animal. Yeah, balloon cat.
Yeah, but absolutely. Very. Very, very, very confident in generally in their choice of. Except the other day there was a youngish girl, I'd say, and she
what does
was
that
asked
mean?
like not know. A child.
I think
not,
she was
yeah,
like
sort of, I'd say sort of like maybe 12.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Definitely a child.
Pretty young. Yeah, pretty young.
No, I was wrong.
She it was difficult because she was laughing when asked about her like what animal. She wanted me to make, but she laughed sort of for quite a long time, and not everyone in the theatre could hear that she was laughing. And it was a fascinating thing because I was like, I don't know whether to move on here or to stay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's the same response you would get in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would even? They're quite happy to talk to you here.
Yeah. In fact, in the UK, that section in particular is normally about a slow, painful failure on stage. But it's very difficult to do that on Broadway because they're so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
That whatever you do, generally... I've managed to die a few times. Don't
you
worry.
Yeah, you've had a couple of cracking.
I mean, there have been some moments where that I will never forget. Yeah. You were a cow once.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I lost it because... You were being a cow, you were on all fours.
Yeah, of course.
And then you started to milk yourself.
Yeah.
But from my angle, it looked very different.
Something
it was
else.
Problematic.
It really was. Yeah. But thankfully, from the audience's perspective, it did look at least like a cow milking themselves.
I'm not sure that it did. In looking back, I think potentially it wasn't my finest moment. I think if at drama school they'd said you'd be going to Broadway and then we'd cut to the film version of it where I was on all fours milking myself as a cow. I'm not sure how proud any of my tutors would have been.
You went to a too stuffy drama
milking
school.
Milking
our drama school's just pleased we're still working. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, that bit absolutely got me. I've also enjoyed your snakes with legs.
Your many giraffes.
Many giraffes.
Yes. Giraffes are the most common animal.
People love giraffes, and my giraffe is bad. It's poor.
Oh, I enjoy it. It goes for Chris's hat. It has a couple of leaves sometimes. My favourite is the hairball. When it's a cat, you're in for a treat.
Yeah. I like the bunny.
I don't want to... Thank
you everyone for your support.
Me and my partner have started using Harry's giraffe as a marker of, how intense something is, or, how's the anxiety. And if it's Harry's giraffe, which is, for those listening, is one arm high in the air and then the hand snapping like a man.
Yeah. But it's not really like a man.
If it's Harry's giraffe, then it just means high, because it's just a high arm up in the air.
Oh, I see.
High anxiety. Very nice.
Harry's
giraffe, level of anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, how high. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, sometimes there's a noise.
And the noise
What's
is?
The noise?
The noise.
We all know.
Well, I don't think we
probably.
It's the universal noise for every animal.
It's quite similar to to all of the other animals.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
do you do that on purpose or are you trying to?
Sometimes. You'll have noticed the other day I did an owl.
Mm-hmm. And that was good.
That was very good, yeah.
That was very good. And then, a cat. You know,
the cat you've really started to nail.
Yeah, so to speak.
Only after sort of 12 different cats.
Yeah.
Come to my
you've
own.
You've got it.
I really enjoy when you ask what kind of cat or what kind of dog.
And they're like.
And then it makes no difference to the performance you hear.
No difference at all. It's really if it's taking me longer to tie the balloon.
Oh, is that why you are?
Yeah.
I've always wondered why. Oh, that's so good to know.
Just feeling chattier that day.
But it's true. They definitely, in the UK, they would probably relish in the moment of you kind of dying on stage and it going really badly. Whereas in the US, they're just like, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tried really hard.
Shout thank you, Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah, very loudly with great finesse.
And you'll get that round of applause.
Yes. And you guys think you don't like
it. Yeah, I do. I love it. No, don't get me wrong. It's great. Please keep applauding me everywhere I go.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You need to clap. Particularly in the...
Oh, gosh.
Please clap. I believe in fairies.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you don't clap, then...
Sometimes they're ahead of you on that.
You know, Tinkerbell will not get up.
Revive.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How would we continue with the show?
I don't know.
So much would change.
Yeah, but I think that's it. Yeah, American audiences are very much... They're so on that moment. They're always really ready to join in, which is lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice. And I think because Peter Pan isn't a seasonal show here, because in the UK it's that thing of it's only really done at Christmas, but here they do it all year round, which is awesome for us.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then we could come here in the summer, which has been nice. But what else? People have asked me sort of, is it different even just... more as an actor, less the audiences, but the production side of things, maybe wardrobe or even just the way things are run here on Broadway. Have you noticed any differences in particular?
I would say just there's more crew, isn't there? There's more crew allocated to specific things. So I think in the UK, we would be doing some of the naps and stuff like that. And whereas here, there will be someone who does that. So that's been quite cool to just have a bigger crew and meet lots of new people and have more free time if you're not crouching on the ground trying to do a nap.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yes, and a nap is making the noise of a hit, not a sleep.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
That's right. Yeah,
everyone's just sleeping constantly.
We pay many more people just to sleep backstage.
Yeah.
How do you guys? It's probably not for the podcast, but it is now. How do you guys spell nap?
N-A-P.
N-A-P.
Yeah, I think it's just
sometimes
N.
Sometimes in my head, I put a silent K on that.
I put a silent K on it. And that's because I'm
dyslexic.
But is that...
There's a Z on the end, I think.
Maybe it's correct.
Googling
it.
I would say it was N-A-P. Although the K makes sense.
A nap is going to sleep, isn't it?
Yeah, but lots of
words
have double meaning.
It could have another meaning. It could be the second definition in the dictionary.
That's very true.
But... I just need to know now.
Well, yeah.
I think it's NAP. Oh, no, hang on. Nap sound effects. It's just people snoring, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Let me put slapstick.
Very good. Very good. We're going to work this out. We'll have an answer for you by the end of this episode.
But that is probably the major difference, is yeah. that they're much more unionised over here, and so people have to have specific jobs for specific things. And so there's a lot more people running the show backstage and bigger departments, and that's the main difference from doing it in the UK.
I also enjoy Dollar Friday.
Dollar Friday. Oh, yes. Saturday night on Broadway.
Saturday night on Broadway.
Yeah, things just feel a bit, like, bigger, you know? It's just kind of cool and, you know,
Broadway. I can't remember if we've described what Dollar Friday is on other episodes, so apologies if we're repeating ourselves, but would somebody like to explain to our listeners what Dollar Friday means?
Of course. Everyone puts a dollar, or at least, you know, you don't have to, but you can if you want, put a dollar into a hat. And you put your initials on it. And everyone puts at least a dollar in. And then at the interval, someone pulls out one of the dollars. And if it's got your name on it, then you get all of the dollars. So you get lots.
People can clean up. Sometimes it's like $70 in there.
Never won. I'm furious at
that. I won last week.
I know.
Oh, you did? Yes, you never did. Won.
I won
31 smackers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I won the first day.
You did?
And it was, I won $33. But like a split second before it was announced, as Adam was announcing it, I was in the room with Bartley and I just said to him, okay, if either of us win, we split it. And then my name was called through the speaker. So I had promised to split it, so I actually did. I gave Bartley.
Did you split it?
I did.
Damn. Did you? You said the words "actually." I actually did.
I actually did. I don't know why I said I did.
Made me believe you less. We're going to get Bartley on here. Who's just going?
No, he can confirm.
No, it never happened.
I spelt out the word "hi" in dollars and put it on his dressing room table.
Oh, that's very. I believe it.
It was adorable.
My God, that's the best thing.
Yeah,
I think because also I loaned you the dollar.
Gave you.
I got 100% of my investment back.
Yeah.
I got $2 out of that.
Yeah.
So you really got nothing out of your first day.
I know.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
You bought everyone bagels.
Yeah.
That's very kind. Nice.
It's just the kind of gal I am, Chess.
I remember that, thinking what lovely bagels.
They
now
really
I know
were.
The history of it.
Yeah.
But also there is a, oh, it's tough. Do you buy something for everyone? Come in with muffins or bagels or cookies, or do you not? Because I don't think you have to.
Yeah.
What do you think you have to?
I'm going to, but I was going to do it last week, but there was a big cake because we'd done 100 shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't think people would want donuts and cake.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get donuts from Bear Donut.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because they're absolutely delicious.
Oh, is that a recommendation?
And we've not had them. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You've even got a t-shirt.
I've got a t-shirt. I nearly wore it today. Yeah.
Really? Okay, I want to try them.
Bear Donut on it.
Yeah. There's a donut place around the corner.
Love merch, yeah.
Do you? God, your eyes just changed then.
Novelty t-shirts.
Do you? Anyway, my gosh, that's good to know.
Yeah, we went to a bar in Brooklyn and we both got sweatshirts.
Oh, cute.
Yes. And what I really love about those sweatshirts is they are the simplest.
Cheapest
design. It's basically a black sweatshirt with the name of the bar written just in the most simple font. That's it. Yeah. There's no other design, but we love them.
It's quite nice to, like, remember where you've been, I suppose. Good to jog the memory.
Yeah. That's true. Put my sweatshirt on. Oh, I went there.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Like a tattoo that's removable.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. The best kind of tattoo.
A henna tattoo.
Yeah.
Or in temporary ones. We can get these fancy temporary ones now that I quite like.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun in our dressing room with those.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
We put them on and then, they just take ages to come off and turn really gross. But at first, they're really cool.
And it feels kind of naughty. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm Wendy and I've got a little tattoo on that nobody knows about. I mean, I also have real tattoos that people very much can see, which I should probably be covering up more. But then you're like, oh, I've got this extra one.
Yeah.
But usually during the show, it kind of gets sweaty and gross and rubs off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or nail art.
Nail art, don't tell the designers, because I've been pushing but the glitter on the nails.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big one.
We probably shouldn't be
with it. I think you might know now.
Maybe.
But it's
cut this.
But you know what? It's coming out late. They can't do anything about it.
Exactly. What are they going to do? Fire you?
Oh, absolutely.
After it's finished?
Bring it on.
Oh, I see.
No, don't fire me. Don't fire me.
The conflict I was talking
about. I'll take the glitter off. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Before the episode started, Harry and Ellie were like, we're going to provide conflict for this
Every
episode.
Now and then, just throw in some random conflict. Just to keep people on the edge of their seats.
We wanted to kind of seed a narrative of like dissent and
drama.
Within the group.
Yes. And particularly from you two.
Yeah.
I think we've done well so far.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you say that more people wait at stage door here?
Oh yeah,
I would say question.
It was leading.
They do.
And I'm leading the witness. Oh no.
Yeah, and I love that. Love that so much.
Yeah, way more people.
I was so shocked the first time it happened. I really did not expect that.
I should say, Harry and Ellie, this is your first time on Broadway.
Yeah.
Matt and I are old.
Oh,
seasoned pros. Yeah.
Seasoned pros. So we knew this was coming. Oh, although, gosh. To be fair, it was
it's
not.
It's been
like
bigger this,
time
round. Yeah, it tailed off a bit last time, didn't it? Whereas it's sort a couple of maintained. Of,
yeah, stragglers. Yeah. But now there's a lot
it's
of
crazy.
Lots of bewildered people.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't really they weren't really there for us.
Less
we
fans,
just didn't know
more passers by.
Yeah. Like, is this Times Square? We're like, yes, would you like a signature? Okay. But no, so this is the first time we've really experienced it.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's great. I'm sure that you're meant to say that that you don't like it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And you're too cool to enjoy that. But no, I very much enjoy it.
Yeah.
If I could pay people to do the same outside my house... Just for a confident pickup in the morning, then I would do that.
Well, yeah, I have posted your address online, so you that people will come.
Oh my god, conflict!
Conflicting. No, I agree. I really love it. I know we should be like humble, like, oh, you know, it's fine, it's lovely, it's nice. But absolutely, absolutely love the ego boost, and it's really nice to hear when people are like, we really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and we've come all this way to come and see it. You feel quite. I do feel humbled then, to be honest. But I'm like, gosh. Travelled from very far away. I'm not sure you should have.
Yeah.
And you tend to get the people who enjoyed the show very much. You don't get that many people turning up and saying, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. Sign this.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It's one of those, it's like the best kind of review where they only stay and talk to you if they liked it.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And if they didn't
you're
like it.
Not confronted with the people who didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we get little gifts.
We do. Oh, I love. Yeah, I just love all gifts. All of
what
the gifts.
What have your
favourite
gifts been?
Oh.
A crocheted sort of, is that what it's called?
Oh, it was embroidery.
Embroidery.
Yeah, the circular. Yeah, yes, that was
so
cool.
The crocodile trolley.
Yeah. Mm.
And an origami crocodile.
Oh, that's wow.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
We've had bracelets.
We've had these amazing, actually, I didn't get a bracelet, so that was a sad day. Everyone else did.
Matt, what?
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
Henry got one. But what else are we going to say? Oh, yeah, there's lots of stickers. These amazing stickers that have been designed around our characters. Those are super cool. What else? Drawings.
Had some snacks, some gluten-free.
Oh, yes.
Baked goods.
Mm-hmm. Someone made me, which was the coolest, well, not the coolest, but one of my favorites, was this, like, zine or a zine. How do you say it? You know where it's like a mini, like, homemade magazine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Someone made me like a tiny one and it was just beautiful and it just had all these like crazy quotes and pictures and stuff in. It was very lovely, so thank you.
I like notes. Mm. People write little notes.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I'm not very good with gifts. Yeah. I don't know what to do. Yeah. But I am like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
But then the notes I enjoy because I get to go and take it away and read it later. Particularly when they say nice things to me.
Mm. How many notes have you got with people saying horrible things?
I don't want to talk about it. These are the people who do wait at stage door and they pretend.
Yeah.
And then they give
loved
me
the show.
Yeah. I mean, this note and I go away and I read it later and I cry.
Yeah.
I know, and that's the thing. People only leave you notes of their nice things, which is so good. No. So any more sort of specific moments on Broadway that stand out for you guys, particularly you two who have not been here before?
I think you deal really well with the audience. You're very good at just coming back with something funny or keeping them...
That's very kind.
...entertained.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You are very good. There was the day that you...
No, I wasn't good.
There was a day.
There have been several.
What was that?
So there was a day, because Harry and I get to start both, like, after the speeches and the letters, every act starts with just the two of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always sort of get to listen to your opening bit.
Oh, yeah.
And there were some latecomers who came in and you stopped speaking and started to engage with them, but then sort of slightly lost your train of thought.
Yeah.
I don't think I was there for
which
that.
Is quite a high it's quite a high status thing to do to start engaging from the stage, but then it's also quite a low status thing to do to forget what you're talking about.
How did that pan out then? What? Yeah.
You did eventually find your thread.
Eventually. Eventually I found...
4 hours in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just watching you thinking, how does Sandra respond to this moment? And I think, sadly, she looks at you with kind of disgust, which wasn't very supportive. I was like, Charlie would like to support you, but Sandra wouldn't.
Well, it's because obviously people come in late to shows all the time, but if they come in to the middle of the front row, then that is quite difficult not to see that.
Yes,
it's quite difficult. The rest of the audience have also seen that, and then quite often it can take quite a long time.
We can always see it. People need to know that we always see it, even if you're not at the beginning. Not at the front. But you're right. If we don't acknowledge it, being a show that acknowledges sort of all like moments that come out of nowhere, because it's that live thing where the show technically can't happen without the audience. Every night is the first night. We know that they're there. There's no fourth wall. So if we then ignore something really obvious like that, it can feel worse, can't it? Because, I don't know, maybe the audience don't trust that we've got a handle on it. Yeah. But then it's so vulnerable to choose in that moment to engage with the audience. I feel quite lucky. Like, I don't have to very often. Mm. And even when I do, it's very small. But you guys have so much more in it. It's a vulnerable moment because you just don't know what's going to happen.
I think it just makes it as an audience member, knowing that you've responded to something that is so specific to that show is very cool, because then it just shows how much this is a unique thing and it will be different tomorrow. And I like that about it.
Mm. Yeah. You can't always have a hit every time though, Harry. I remember when I was covering a play that goes wrong in the West End, I come in like someone who got injured. So I came in to play the guy who has a speech at the end when, for those who haven't seen it, look, everything has gone wrong. You'll be surprised to hear. And one person is left standing, and I was playing that part. And a phone started ringing with the classical ringtone from the audience. And it went on for quite a long time. And I thought, oh, there's a classical phone on the stage. It's used quite a lot. And I thought, I'll go over and,
oh my God,
and pick it up.
Oh my gosh, but that's so bold.
But I hadn't thought any further ahead than that. And the phone stopped ringing. And I picked it up. And then I just sort of was like, now what do I do?
Oh gosh,
man. Just said, there's no one there. And put it down to absolute silence. And then carried on. I remember we got off stage and everyone was just like, what on earth?
Last bit as well. That speech is quite
it's a big moment. But I thought, because it had run for so long, I was like, well, maybe best to acknowledge it.
Yeah, fair.
But so
I get the logic.
You should. You don't score.
You've got to try these things.
I just remember. Toe curling moment of that does not come off.
But if it had, you'd have absolutely, you'd have been an absolute hero.
But I really admire you.
I don't know how big a win it would have been in Eddie.
Hello, there's no one there.
There's no one there.
Carry on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, one of the worst improvisations.
What did we have? When we did it at the Apollo, there was a woman in the front row when I was playing Chris, who was very clearly asleep.
In Peter Pan?
Yeah, in Peter Pan. During a really loud section as well.
Really?
And I thought that was quite an achievement, actually. Mm. It's difficult not to reference that.
Oh, yeah.
That was very funny.
Oh, gosh.
That was a huge success, in case anyone...
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh.
Did she wake up?
She did wake up. Then I explained to her what had happened.
Oh no!
During the show.
Oh no! Oh, that makes me feel sad.
But not in a horrible way. In a very nice way.
Yeah,
she enjoyed it.
You know.
I think that's sweet.
She had a nice time. It wasn't me saying, "Oh, how dare!"
Yeah.
It was more sort of, you know, teamwork.
That's quite sweet. I think it's hard, isn't it?
Teamwork.
It's teamwork.
Me and her. She did considerably less. She just fell asleep. But
me and making a bit.
But in the show, I think we have to. It's another thing with that corny where. And mischief that we talk about, we're inviting you guys to laugh at us. So it is much better if we are the subject of the joke. And that's very nice that it was sort of a kind thing. I just get worried. It's sort of not when I've interacted with them, but when I've done something a bit silly on stage. So, obviously, you were doing the show. I mean, I'm very well behaved compared to you lot.
I didn't say anything. Sorry. I looked like I was going to, and then I stopped.
I mean, apart from the fact that I am impossible and always corpse, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll play a game with Matt on stage, and I'll whisper something to him under my breath. And then you get this it's never worth it. It's never worth it because the fear and terror that my microphone was on.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I've gosh, just yeah. whispered something really lewd yeah. across yeah, the
that's
audience.
A, that's a big difference with this.
Yeah.
Well, we've ever been mic'd in the West End, have we, on this?
Maybe no, we not
no,
on Pan.
No, so. We weren't.
And so we're just quite used to being able to whisper things to each other in sort of... In sort of discreet moments.
Do you think we can be heard in the wheelchair moment?
No.
Okay.
I think generally our mics looking... will be down, but there might be the occasion where
you just never know. Like, what if they've
down.
Accidentally?
Yeah.
Oh God.
I know.
Like sometimes there's a moment.
Added element.
I don't know if we can say this. We're going to say it, and then if we have to cut it out, we will. But there's a moment in the show where Chris Bean, so Henry Shields, fires like scissors into his leg, but it's partly Max's. Fault, right? Or like, you know, it's a...
Yeah.
He sort of made that happen.
It's a joint effort, as Harry would say.
And then yeah. it's a teamwork. Joint effort. It's yeah. teamwork. And Matt will run up to me and go, I got him, stabbed him in the... And then says penis. that's right, the word penis. But if we're cutting that out, he said, I stabbed him in the genitalia.
makes that sound so strange.
In the crotchal region.
I said, stabbed him. And he says that. And then the other day we realised, like, if the mic was on,
yeah.
that's awful.
That's bad. That's a bad one. Yeah.
Also, that hasn't happened, and that's not the story we're trying to tell.
No, it's in his leg. It's definitely
really
in his
very
leg.
Much in his quad. And that says a whole other thing about Chris Bean.
Yes, I've stopped doing that once we realised we had the mics on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous.
How long did it take you to realise that you had
months,
mics on?
Months, Harry.
Yeah. Much less opportunity in this part, in this show, to mess around, I found, than in Play That Goes Wrong.
Really?
I don't know why, because I think I just have, like, Max is a great and, like, really fun, significant part of the story in this show. But actually, in terms of stage time, it's much more singular a track. Whereas Play That Goes Wrong, it's the parts are much more ensemble, and I found that I used to be able to come on and, especially as Dennis in Play That Goes Wrong, make prolonged eye contact with people.
Yes, yeah. But also
a good way of just being slightly off.
But yeah, exactly. You would come on, you would make intense eye contact with people. You would basically do the slightly raised eyebrows that were just like, are you going to laugh at this nonsense that I'm doing?
Oh,
or am
face.
I going to do it harder?
Yeah. I don't know whether if I just laugh now, then he's won and he'll stop.
Stop.
But if I don't laugh, which is obviously better, it's going to get worse. It's going to keep going until you laugh. Oh, God.
Very professional, really, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. All in the spirit of play.
All in the spirit of mischief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a nightmare working with you because the other day, again, in that same moment, the scissors didn't quite hit Henry Shields' leg. And so he had to awkwardly twist it round and look like it had gone into the side of his leg. Yeah. And to be honest, for the audience, they wouldn't have noticed. But I had been a little tired and so slightly not paying attention. And then the moment happened, which really shocked me. Mm. And I couldn't stop laughing at how sort of undermining and underwhelming it was. But because you're playing Max, Matt, you can just laugh.
I'm allowed to smile.
That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and
a
then
real bonus.
John was doing that thing where his face wasn't laughing, but his voice was. Even Henry Shields was laughing, but I had the lines.
Henry Shields was laughing.
He was looking at us bright red in the face, smirking. Yeah. But I had the lines and I couldn't speak them without laughing, and the whole moment was ruined, and I was very upset. I was very upset. Okay, well now, the other thing that people might not realise is that we are two pairs of dressing rooms.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
pals.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, so Harry and Matt share a dressing room and Ellie and I share a dressing room. And I have set up a little game of Mr. and Mrs. and Mrs. and Mr.
Mrs. and Mrs. I'm very excited about this game. How's it going to work? Because we've sent each other some answers.
So what I think we'll do is Ellie and I will... I'll read the question. Mm-hmm. And then Ellie and I will say... I will say what Matt's answer was... And Ellie will say what Harry's answer was.
Okay.
And we'll see if they match. Nice. And if there is, in fact, conflict.
Yes.
But first...
Mild conflict.
Juicy.
But what I'd like, Matt, first is a jingle, please.
Oh, lovely.
Mr. and Mr. Mrs. and Mrs. Tune in to find who's best. Bing.
Oh, my God, that was good.
That was lovely.
It's almost like you do that for a living.
Practicing that all morning.
So nice.
Okay, so the first question is, have you got your answers, Ellie?
Yes.
So Ellie's answering for Harry, and I am answering for Matt.
Are we doing it at the same time? No, that wouldn't make sense.
Oh, I don't know.
Harry's written, I mean, there are kind of, it's not just one word.
Oh, wow, have you done in-depth answers, Harry?
I would like to read them verbatim.
Harry
and I had a couple of beers when he did this last
time. I feel like we should have finished with these answers, maybe, because these are going to be hysterical. I'll read the question and then you can read Harry's answer first.
Okay.
And then I'll read Matt.
Great.
So, in your dressing room, who is the first in the dressing room?
I am every time. Dish turns up at the half and shaves 15 minutes before the show at the earliest.
and Matt's answer was Harry by a mile.
Yeah.
So you've agreed. You can
agreed.
Yes.
One point.
Count your points.
Yeah, we've got to count our points. Okay. Yeah, that's one.
Okay. Who is the messiest?
I am, meaning Harry. I can only apologise.
And Harry by a mile. So another point for dressing room boy. Who is the most likely to start a riot?
I think Dish. I wouldn't have the confidence.
I wouldn't have the confidence to start a riot. Or maybe I'd be like, riot everyone! And then people would be like, no. And I'd be like, ah, that was very embarrassing.
You'd be most likely to try and start a riot and fail.
Then you just and sit on your own.
You can't try and start a riot and
you
fail.
Can't.
You're
true.
Just a laughing stock.
But when in doubt, just button everything with thank you, Broadway.
Well,
you might get a laugh.
You've got another point because it is Matt has also written himself.
Most really?
Natural leader of men. I think it was slim pickings, to be honest. I don't think either of us.
You are really are sort of an angry person.
A real
Napoleon sort of
industry disruptor.
Yeah, absolutely. Who smells the best?
I do. I put effort into this. Favorite answer.
You have another point because Matt wrote Harry.
Yeah and I do. Yeah, I see your little teeny tubs of perfume. Yeah, very fancy.
I noticed the other day how lovely you were smelling.
Thank you, everyone.
Whereas I'm disgraceful.
Well, indeed. Who has the best hair?
Dish, I have bad hair. You don't have bad hair.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's not.
It's not bad hair, although Dish agrees.
On me.
So another point. Count your points. You got points. Right. Who farts the most?
Dish, it's a problem.
Agreed, though.
I've actually been quite good on this job, I feel like.
I mean, relatively.
The odd one creeps out.
Yeah.
But it's not... You know, I have had a reputation for bad wind from the age of about 7 or 8.
Aww.
I did a production of West Side Story when I was 10, played Baby John, and like we were in the dress rehearsal, we were practicing the curtain call, and suddenly just an enormous space appeared around me in like a perfect circle.
Just
let out quite a bad fart.
Oh.
But it ends quite seriously, that show.
Oh, I thought you meant that story. I was like, God,
what happened? That story doesn't.
What did you
and
do?
And then basically, in that particular theatre group, which I was sort of with until I left for drama school, I'd maintained from that moment a reputation for farting, which is not a great thing you want following you around.
Not the worst thing, though.
But also, not the worst thing.
Yeah,
not the worst thing. So
right.
I apologise, Harry. Sorry.
No
wonder you're spraying so much after.
And who spends the most time on social media?
Harry says, I think I do. It's the football transfer window, and the best way to follow this is David Ornenstein's on Twitter. Sorry, I really...
No, fair enough.
Didn't read that
very
well.
I'm not sponsored by him. He's just a very good tells you what's happening with Arsenal Football Club.
How do you say his name? David Ornenstein.
The way you said that very much sounds like you are sponsored. Yeah.
I'm not the sponsor, David.
Who gets the most grunt?
Wait, what did Dish say?
Oh, yeah. Also Harry.
Yeah.
Yes, I was spending a lot of time on social media at the start of the job. I'm one of those, like, lurking in the shadows. I don't really create any content.
Yeah.
I sort of follow
people. Avoid it.
Lurking in the shadows.
Yeah, I know. That makes it sound slightly dodgier than it is.
Oh, my goodness.
So I deleted Twitter and Facebook about a month ago.
Nice.
From my phone. So I've kept Instagram. I did that for about a week. And then I've kept that. So it has to be Harry now. But before that, it would have been Claire Shanthing.
Yeah.
And I now just follow the BBC Sport for my transfer news. I'm not paid by them to say
that. Oh, there you go. No one is being paid by anyone.
What is the transfer window?
It's the when you can buy and sell football players.
Two specific times in the season. You can do that in the summer from about June to September, and you can do it in January.
So you're okay. That makes sense.
You can't
just
do it any time.
You can't. That's quite nice.
Yeah, it's good.
That's quite nice.
It's just like adds drama.
Yeah, it does. Conflict and drama. That's what we're all about.
And a time pressure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very important, isn't it? Yeah.
Who gets the most grumpy?
Harry says me. Dish is generally incredibly upbeat.
Aww.
Which is, I would say, true.
And Matt has agreed.
Harry doesn't really get grumpy, though. You don't get grumpy. You get maybe a quiet occasion.
Apart from your anger problem.
Yeah.
Quietly furious.
Yeah, yeah. Apart from you constantly fuming.
Psychotic. Sort of generally fineness.
There is actually a lot of noise that comes from your dressing room at all times.
Yeah, sorry about that.
When you were both off, it was so weird. It was so quiet and it was really, really sad. And then literally the day that you were both back, everyone went, what the hell is going on? And we realised you were just both
screaming.
COVID.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
It is. I love it. I love the screaming.
Well, I shared a dressing room with Adam Byron when we were doing Good Luck Studio, and I had a choice to either tell him to be quiet or shout.
With him.
And I went for the second option.
Yeah, of course as you should.
Quite right too.
That was the only
teamwork.
Option, really, because he wouldn't have shut up if you told him to.
Who is the boss?
Harry says there is no boss.
There's no boss.
Matt says mutual.
There you go.
Oh, lovely.
Ain't no hierarchy in our dressing room.
No, it's hierarchy.
And I told Harry to put that down as the answer.
Who's most likely to stay for ages at stage door signing playbills and taking photos?
Harry says, I think it's fair to say we are both quite quick. Maybe Dish. I know it's neither of us, but Chris Leask spends ages at stage door.
don't get stuck behind Chris Leask.
Yeah.
It's wonderful and wonderful.
Very generous with his time.
Conflict.
Yeah, you never managed to throw shade on someone who isn't even here.
Yeah, and doing a nice thing as well.
He can't defend himself.
Yeah.
But Matt has written mutual/me. Yourself.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. You're like, maybe you. Oh, but very similar.
Sorry, Harry.
You've literally agreed.
Oh, is that a point lost?
Question.
No. But that, apart from that one. No, that's agree.
That's okay.
That's an agree.
And who is the best at impersonating other cast members?
Me, probably. That says Harry.
Mm. Harry, also.
Should I try and do that as Harry?
Yeah, go on.
Me.
It's not giving you a lot of material to work with there.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the sweet spot.
What's Harry's best impression?
Oh, I don't know. Now you're putting the pressure on. I don't know if.
Can you do an impression of anyone?
Can you do anyone?
Sort of Henry Lewis.
Yeah,
very good. Yes.
Yeah,
that's just Boris Johnson again.
Yeah, it is.
All right, can we swap over?
Wait, no, there was another question.
Is there?
The last question was actually a repeat. I think it was a mistake.
Who's the boss?
But we did include it in both of our things.
Yeah.
And it's who is the boss again? And Harry says, you're obsessed. There is no boss. Why does there have to be a boss?
I am obsessed.
Yeah,
I need to know who the boss is.
And I also answered that question, so we would like to include that in my
record. Understood.
Very good. Understood.
Which also indicates who I've put down as the boss. okay, great. Let's swap it around. Matt, would you do the honours of asking the question each time?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Harry will answer with Ellie's answer. Yes.
Great.
Absolutely.
And Matt will respond with mine.
No, we've had it already.
Do you want an interim jingle?
No.
Okay.
Halfway point!
That was
a couple of beers last night, Harry, sticking around in the larynx there. okay, here we go. In your dressing room! ! Who is the first in the dressing room?
This is Ellie's answer. She's kept it simple. She's just said Charlie.
And Charlie's put me, brackets, Charlie.
I am by an absolute country.
What time do you get in then? If the show starts at 7, what time are you in?
Half 5.
Half 5?
Yes, I know. And you
leave the house for a 7 o'clock show at 10 past a quarter past 6.
I know. Yeah. I know this.
And then, every 2 days you shave. Sometimes it's sort of 10-2.
Yeah.
Well, right,
I get in, I sit in the dressing room for 10 minutes and then I get into some of my costume and mic at the quarter and then I shave and then I go down and do the show.
Yeah.
Harry, we're going to have to pause the questions. Tell us about the shaving routine.
Oh, yes.
Because this was mentioned even before we started recording that you wanted to talk about.
But, I mean, the shaving routine is, I'd say, extraordinary because... I just think it's so confident to shave sort of minutes before you go on, which you know works very well for you.
What's the worst that can happen? Are you worried about that?
You could cut yourself,
right? Okay, fair.
And then it'd be a nightmare. But you know,
there's no buffer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Oh. And you've got a little pot, a little brush.
I have quite a classical shaving kit, a safety razor, and a what would you call it? A sort of
like a foamy
brush and a strop, like
yeah,
a
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes, like a very good
lathering bowl.
Lathering
bowl.
Hair.
Oh, brush. Oh wow.
Well, that's actually because if this might need to be cut because this is dry content.
We love a bit of dry.
With more than one bladed razors, the first blade pulls your hair and the next blades cut them, which is why you can get quite bad razor burn. So if you have an old school, just one blade safety razor, it might take a couple of passes. But you're much less likely to get irritation on your skin.
Well, and the amount of times I've heard that.
I've told that to everyone.
We should keep that because I think that's valuable information.
Once you've got the shaving set, it's vastly cheaper because it costs about £2 for 50 razors and you keep it for the rest of your life as opposed to getting like spending £20 on different.
Yeah.
I wonder if the same would work on the leg.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I think
should we get
men's razors
in
are
LA,
probably
should
better.
We get a little like shaving station.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm very excited for this.
Yeah, let's test them all out. All the different razors. Yeah.
We could do like a weird sort of, you know, like when you go to a barber to get a proper shave, but we do
with
it
our legs.
His legs.
I wonder if that would happen. Do you think if you went to a barber and asked to put your leg up, they would do it?
No.
Why not?
Well, there's only one.
It's all hair, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Last week in New York, Harry, let's go get our legs shaved at a barber shop.
That's the next adventure. Yeah. Okay, lovely. Next question.
Who is the messiest?
Ellie says, it's Charlie. There is no doubt.
And obviously I have agreed.
Yeah, Charlie is
fine. Me brackets Charlie.
Me brackets Charlie.
Charlie, yeah. She only did that for the first one.
Just in case you weren't sure.
It says your name at the top.
Just in case my name was me.
I knew it was overkill.
Yeah, or you were doing my initials backwards.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I am really, really messy.
I'm really bad.
You know, everybody knows.
Yeah.
But I think we've actually balanced each other out. I've gotten probably more chilled, and you've probably gotten a little bit more
organised. I'm quite surprised that you're
organized.
Tidy, Ellie. That's an insulting thing to say, but...
People are often surprised that I eat meat. They're often surprised that you said you were surprised I didn't have tattoo. I think I just give
off...
It's
a free spirit, but that's why.
No, yeah. Just a little square.
Yeah. But it was really wonderful. It was a really special moment because Ellie... engaged in I was really worried about being so messy because I know I'm quite messy and I try really hard to at least keep it to my side of the table so like it doesn't encroach upon her space, but then she went to TJ Maxx and came back with all these organizational things for me, like little pots, and
pots.
It really helped, and even though it's still kind of messy, it has really
helped. It pleases me to behold.
Thank you so much. But then yes, you have been very good at being relaxed.
Oh, it's so chill. Yeah.
I just can't find anything. And it's all, like, under my
chair. That, like, middle ground between our two spaces where things often stay for a while. And we both think that they're each other's thing.
Yes.
So we've had a couple of things that we've both been like, what? Well, why is
ribbon.
That there?
There's this tiny bit of blue ribbon that, like, kept sort of finding its way onto each other's desks and, like, on the floor. And we kept picking it up. And then one day Ellie was like, what is this? And I thought it was yours. She's like, I thought it was yours! But now we're going to keep it to the end of the run.
Forever.
Excellent. Who is the most likely to start a riot?
And Ellie says, I think maybe me. Every time I hold one of those paper water cooler cups, I have a strong urge to pour it all over the floor. Does this suggest a riot-starting temperament? Perhaps. I'd say the use of and perhaps And maybe I think you've got to go full
don't
on.
Don't have the courage of your convictions.
Yeah, if you're going to start a riot, you can't. You know, you can't sort of like maybe start a riot.
Does a riot not start with just a tiny little bit of water being spilt on a carpet? Does it not?
Maybe it does. Mm. Maybe it
only
does.
It takes one match to burn 1,000 trees, in the words of Travis, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It takes one tree to make 1,000 matches, but then it takes one match to burn 1,000.
That's very good.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is fascinating.
Thank
but
you,
also,
Travis.
But Bruce Springsteen would say you can't start a riot without a spark.
Yeah. So the spark.
If he had matches.
In my
fine.
World, there's a puddle.
Is it riot?
He needs to meet up with Travis.
Is it fire?
I don't know.
It's fire, isn't it? You can't
but if
start
it is
a
riot,
fire
then,
without a spark. Well, I've just added a whole different element.
You can't start. But in context,
Billy Joel just says,
start
I didn't start the fire at all.
Yes.
Billy Joel says, we didn't start it.
It was always burning.
Yeah, we didn't start it.
It was always
probably Travis or Springsteen.
Yeah. I feel like we've gone off track.
Okay, so what was my answer?
Your answer was ... Ellie.
Oh,
ah, okay.
Definitely you. You're much more sort of followable,
riotous.
I would say.
Oh.
There you go. Mm. Who smells the best?
Now, it's good that you're sitting down for this answer, Charlie. The answer is from Ellie. Charlie, she doesn't know this, but when she was away, I would sneak some of her fancy perfume. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So.
I would just take a little spritz of that lovely Jo Malone.
Oh, the Jo Malone one! I'm so glad you.
And how do you feel? How do you feel about that, Charlie?
Yeah, let's. And this is what we're talking about. This is the seed of the conflict.
Do you feel good about that? She stole.
I'm
some
sorry.
Of your perfume.
I absolutely love it. I love that. That's so cute. Of course,
yeah.
You're so welcome.
And I felt very sneaky. And I would always put it back in like exactly the same place. But now you know. Yeah.
No, I love that. And also, yeah, that perfume's definitely to be shared. I'm obsessed with smells.
You smell better than me for sure.
You've been stealing my perfume?
I've missed every night.
Everyone.
Yeah, Charlie, I've been stealing it as well.
Yeah. Also, everyone in the building. Me stealing your perfume.
My costume has reached the point. My costume has reached the point where even if it's washed, I don't think that is doing anything to it. So yeah. I'm in a dire state of affairs.
Oh my god!
Old tootles.
That dress can dance on its own.
Yeah, yeah.
The story of a man, the Leeds Grand, who was in Wizard of Oz, playing the lion, who by the end of the run set fire to his lion costume because it smelled so
bad.
Oh
gosh!
Hadn't been able to.
Like, it's so.
Wash it
oh
properly.
God!
Wow.
Yeah. So.
But what was my answer?
Your answer was ... It's close ...
Aw.
Me?
Yes!
In terror bang.
Yeah. Well, it was because you do
it
smell
you.
Nice.
But you smell nice,
but
we all know it. We
I'm
all know it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who takes the longest to get ready? Well.
The answer for Ellie is Charlie. When she leaves before me, I know something has gone gravely wrong.
That's true. When I go, yes.
Yes, you've put me.
I have. It does take me ages. I like to take my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, we sometimes are even, like, more even.
Well, I do get in earlier, so technically it's taken me longer.
Yeah.
But I've managed to get a speed one in occasionally when I've been forced to. Which I don't like to. That's the point.
Yeah, you want
to
take your time.
I could do it quicker. I don't wish to.
You like to just be chilled
take my
out.
Time.
Yeah. Who has the best hair?
Ellie says, Charlie has the best hair. After the show, she's mastered the art of the pin curls. I've just had a drastic chop, and taking the wig off after the show is always tense.
Yeah,
it really is.
I have to say, my new haircut is not playing ball with this wig cap situation. Every time I take my hair out of the cap, it's just like I've been electrocuted and like a cartoon character. And you have these beautiful curls that you've managed to, you know.
Aww.
So nice.
Well, Charlie is nice. Because Charlie's put Ellie.
Oh, no!
We've
lost a point.
But out of love.
Out of love.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what you mean about your post
it's
big hair.
Bad.
I don't think it looks that bad, but you do get stressed about it. It's raining.
I think my hair now doesn't really look very good. Guys, I'm having a bad hair
I like
spot.
This new cut.
Oh, my God.
Thank
it's great.
You.
Yeah,
oh, thank you.
For listeners, she's gone for a really cool, like,
it's like a
pixie mullet.
Yeah.
Bar. It's blonde, it's gorgeous, it's bold.
It's just a bit fluffy. Yeah. If anyone actually has any tips about this kind of hair
just
and
conditioner.
What.
Don't use shampoo.
Oh, Really?
Tricky.
I was doing
really
the other
hair.
Thing.
If you've got really curly hair, then it means it's not going to be fluffy.
Because it fluffs out. That's what I don't like. It just needs some definition.
How about from this guy? I don't know if that's
well
solid
done.
Advice
all
or
the
not.
Tips.
I worked with a stage manager who had very curly hair, and she said, yeah, she only used conditioner.
Oh, okay, great. I'm going to try that. Thank you.
Awesome.
Who farts the most?
Oh. Ellie says, I've never farted, says Ellie.
That's true.
In your life?
That's true.
Ever. It's a condition.
Wow. Absolutely
I
never.
Lying.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even...
Well, Charlie's agreed.
Yeah.
She says she farts the most.
Oh, it's definitely me. I'm always like, oh no, you need to run away because I farted in here. Dish, we should never share a dressing
room.
No,
that's true.
It'd be a hazard.
It would, yeah. Biological hazard. Who spends the most time on social media?
Tough one. Probably me. I have more time off stage, and God forbid I actually socialise with my colleagues.
Your answers are so good.
On social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie's put close, but Ellie.
Yeah.
I think that point you made earlier, Matt, about like posting things, I'd say Ellie is also more proactive.
Yeah, you're good. You get good content.
Good content. Mm,
yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, nice pictures.
You're good at taking pics.
Yeah, I do. I do love to take a pic.
You're very arty. You do great little post-its as well. For those who don't know, Ellie's been for the whole run been drawing sort of caricatures of people and posting notes in the wig room. Now the wall's covered in these.
They are. I'm going to try and take them with me.
This is
LA.
Why people think Ellie's a vegetarian. And has
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just because I wear yellow.
Right.
But I eat meat, guys. Sorry.
You're going to get... This is the biggest white list of it all.
Who spends the most... Oh, just done that, sorry. Who gets the most grumpy?
Ellie says, me. Do you? Oh, yes, she says, me. Charlie is queen of positive spin, but never stifles a needed grump every so often. This is why she's excellent.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your answers are way more wholesome than that.
Yeah. Exactly.
What have we got here? We have got Ellie question.
Yeah.
But you're right. I don't have a problem with that.
Oh no, you're always just like, you know, let's have this grump. Let's ride it out.
Space for the grump.
Let's experience it. And
we
then have, it's all better.
We call our dressing room a safe space.
Safe
and
space.
And you're allowed to be grumpy.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we're so... Like, sometimes on Broadway, you're like, oh, my God, I'm so lucky. I'm in New York. This is the most amazing thing. But that doesn't mean that you don't have bad days or something doesn't, you know,
or
something bad doesn't happen and you're tired.
Mm.
And you need to be allowed to just be grumpy in a safe space.
Absolutely.
And get it out. And that's the only way to get out.
I had a big old grump at that fish, didn't I? The other day in the show, I really
didn't know whether to laugh or not.
I'm glad you all laughed. I was absolutely
so
furious.
Funny.
There's a part in the show where I have to pick up a huge, unwieldy wooden whale with basically like the slippiest gloves on, and I have to kind of whip it round and make it hit something. And for the first half of the show, I was doing it perfectly every time, and I just I've just lost it. I've lost the knack, and it is driving me mad.
Yeah,
and I think I reached my breaking point the other day, and I came
off. You're a lady on the edge.
And everyone in the changing room was like, "What has happened?" But I'm glad you laughed at me, because otherwise it would have been.
It did eventually, but it was touch and go as to because what you were talking about was so silly.
It was.
I can't get that fish to work. it's just ludicrous. But I understand it.
Mm.
Who is the most likely to stay for ages at stage door signing playbills and taking photos?
I'm not sure. I get quite flustered sometimes and speed through them, so maybe Charlie?
Mm-hmm. Well, Charlie put Ellie, so...
Oh, nice.
Now, of course, Charlie's favourite question.
Oh, yeah.
In a need for a hierarchy. Who is the boss?
I like a hierarchy, please. I want to know who my line manager is.
Ellie's put me.
Yeah.
And Charlie's put Ellie.
There we go.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have.
I love to defer.
Yeah.
I love to defer to Elle.
Yeah.
But we've got.
We got another.
Obviously,
question.
It comes in a second.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Who is the best at impersonating other cast members?
Me.
Did I just put me?
Yeah.
I thought it was something more to that. Okay, well, I guess I think it's me.
And Charlie, unfortunately, has written mutual.
Oh, no!
Oh, shit.
We lost the game. I would say that it just depends on the cast member.
I actually think, now that I'm looking at you, I think it might be you.
Well, we did that whole thing in the bar where we had to go through everyone. It's too late for this. I do a good one at dish. But... It's stood there, right? And you like lean forward and you slightly rise onto the balls of your feet and you go, oh.
Oh, that's it. That's very good.
And you go, oh. Oh, yeah. Oh,
no, and you just lean maybe... back again.
What, Ellie, what can you do?
Wow, gosh, I don't know. God, I'm really stuck to this chair.
I know, it's quite stretching.
Gosh, give me somebody.
Jonathan Sayer.
Oh.
Okay. Oh no, that's not it.
I was like Burns.
Wait. I can't think of anything John does. Oh.
Okay, it's all visual.
It's all visual, yeah.
You've gone for visual on a medium. Where I don't
all right, I'm going to take a picture of this so that people can see it later. Can you do that for us again?
Okay, so this is John, like.
Brilliant, amazing.
But was that, if it's not good, you can tell me. Did it not evoke Jonathan Sayer?
It didn't do
not particularly.
I mean, no. I just thought it was an interesting choice to not go.
It was a bold physical off.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, I can do a good Harry.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes,
oh, that's
excellent,
very
yes.
Good. You know what, I'm changing my answer. I think it's Charlie.
Yeah.
I think it's Charlie.
I think so too.
And I'm changing mine, I think it's me too.
Backdated. Okay. Yeah, okay. And finally, very important question, who is the boss?
I'm so sorry that I wrote that.
Charlie.
Oh! Yeah. So you swap it.
Yeah.
For very comedy nice. Reasons, obviously. Yeah.
Well, that's it because I wrote the questions. So I'm in charge. That was amazing.
That was great. I really enjoyed that.
Although,
really
officially, we lost.
Yeah. We did.
We lost the game. Well done, Harry. Yeah.
But also, maybe we had an advantage because Harry and I also shared a dressing room on tour several years ago, and we also shared a dressing room in Edinburgh in August last year.
Oh, yeah.
So we've done a lot of dressing room sharing.
Yeah, fair enough.
This
yeah.
is our first time.
Yeah. God.
It was just scary. You know, you don't know what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
You're like, is this going to work out? I was pretty sure it'd be fine.
Oh, it's been a dream. It's been a dream.
It's been an absolute dream. I've loved it.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I really liked, obviously, all the games, all the voices that Ellie does.
Mm.
She does this thing before we start the show where she'll be like, oh, all right. I'll be Toodles, I suppose. It just cracks me up.
Toodles, I suppose.
But also, I've got to say officially that Ellie has really taken a hit this run, because when we were put into our dressing rooms, we were assigned our seats, and she was put in the seat next to the door. And the Ethel Barrymore is an incredible theatre, but for one dressing room, the design is off.
Yeah.
And the door opens into the seat.
This is often why I'm in a terrible grump, is because every time someone has to enter or exit the dressing room, I have to move my chair or I get hit with the door. Oh, it's very annoying.
And she, whilst there was always room for a grump in our dressing room, she's never actually asked to swap with me.
Absolutely not.
She's been amazing. Wow. She's taken that for me, and so we...
We will.
We will
be switching in the next dressing room.
Yeah, if there's another dressing room and there's anywhere bad to sit, I will be taking it. Even if there are like two good seats and one bad seat, I will.
Well, I've been told that LA is very spacious, roomy.
I get dripped on by the air conditioning unit.
Yes.
Oh, no,
you've taken a hit that.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
In this run.
Yeah, so I mop that up every now and again.
Mm.
But it's all right, because usually we're pretty hot when we come off stage. So
that's a little drip here and there.
On the forehead.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt anyone, is it?
That's true. Now, we're going to finish up. We've been chatting for a lovely long time. But before we leave, have you got any tips for anyone coming to visit New York? So it doesn't have to be about the show, but just anything you've really enjoyed, a good show you've seen. Even if it's closed, it might go on, so you could always recommend that. Somewhere you've eaten, something to do. I know you guys, Matt, you do a lot of
stuff. I've done tons of stuff.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, well, that's mostly, I mean, that's been a team effort, as Harry would say, with my girlfriend who's come over a few times. But one of my favourite things I've done, which is not often on the people's like lists of things to do, is Governor's Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a little ferry ride from Wall Street, and they've turned it, or they're in the process of turning the whole island, which is pretty small, into a national park. So they've got like a spa there, they've got cafes and a few bars. And then it's all just park. It's just seats and art installations and grass. And it's nice. You know, it's not Central Park, but you feel like you're out of the city.
That's great. Lovely, yeah. I wish I'd gotten a chance to do that. Well, come back to me. I can't think of anything right now.
I'd say Ivan Ramen, amazing ramen.
Ooh.
And Dante's NYC does like great cocktails. Like on top of that, I'd say just generally in New York, don't be scared to have a conversation with someone that you don't know. Mm. It's not a very British thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas when someone says hello, my natural instinct is to run away. Mm. But actually, generally, people will say, hello, are you from London? And then we'll get into a conversation. And it might be a good conversation.
Yeah, you might get a discount on your bagel.
I'm not guaranteeing anything, but...
yeah.
Wait, you might get a discount on a bagel?
I got a discount on a bagel this morning because I was from London.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like half off.
What?
Yeah, but then the guy did ask me if the Eiffel Tower was in London.
Okay.
But it might have been a joke. Maybe. In which case... Maybe.
Let's funny. Assume that.
Yeah.
I would recommend, which I did with Matt Cavendish's girlfriend and Henry Lewis, we went whale watching.
Whale watching from New York.
So cool.
I know, I didn't know you could do that. So for Sheepshead Bay, I think it was Princess Cruises.
Yeah.
Down very far away in Brooklyn.
Don't
go to the wrong pier. Matt went to the wrong pier and it was touch and go.
Had a very stressful taxi ride to catch the boat, but we got there.
You did. So just write in the address when you're looking for it. And it's lovely. And we actually did see whales.
Yeah,
it was
we saw humpback whales. We saw hundreds of dolphins.
And you also get hundreds, honestly.
Yeah,
and you
they
get
were
this
everywhere.
Wow.
Whales, yeah.
You get this great view of Manhattan as well. From
my goodness.
It's nice to do something a little bit different. Just wear sunscreen.
Ah, yes.
Matt and I felt a little responsible when Henry Lewis returned a little pink in the face.
Aww. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a relatively recent thing. A lot of New Yorkers don't even know that you can go whale watching from New York. It's only been 10 years or so.
Mm. That's very cool.
Thanks to the Clean Water Act of the 70s or something.
Yes. Yeah,
something we like learned that. A lot on the trip.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Lovely's hamburgers as well.
Really?
It's a new hamburger place on 9th.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Yes.
I'm obsessed. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have one now. It's laser tag. We've been to laser tag a couple of times since we've been here. We went for my birthday at a place in Brooklyn called Area 53, I think it was. And that was a whole lot of fun. And there's also a place on Chelsea Pier that's like a bowling place with like a mini laser tag. And that was just fun.
Yeah, that's great. There's so much to do in New York that isn't the obvious stuff. Although there is nothing wrong with doing the obvious stuff in rock, all of that kind of thing. Because they're great things to see. But you can... It's sort of something for everyone here, isn't it?
Definitely.
So just much, as we leave.
I know.
Just as we leave,
we're gonna
I still haven't done this.
Yeah, everything I do this week, I'm like really thinking about, what's the last thing I want to eat? Like, where's the last restaurant I want to go to?
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm sure in some capacity at some point we'll be back. We are anyway.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm just very grateful to have had the time here.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. It's been a blast.
A surreal dreamlike existence for 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for coming on the podcast.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me.
It was so nice.
Oh, my pleasure. Dream team.
Nice to be out in Williamsburg.
Yeah, well, we can have a little wander. Yeah. If you're around.
And it's goodbye from us for today's episode.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening. Make sure you follow Mischief Comedy on Instagram and all sorts of different social media things to find more about other episodes that we have from our time here in New York. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Podcast off fair.
I was hoping for more conflict, if I'm honest.
We had a bit of conflict.
We had some conflict.
I actually can't believe I'm not better at impressions. I'm quite...
Oh, here it is.
I'm crushed.
I don't know why you decided to go for like a visual thing.
Neither did I. It fell flat. I should have just said, thank you, Broadway.
Thank you. Baby.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.